From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Voters in six U.S. states cast primary election ballots. U.S. media say former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton already has amassed the support of enough delegates to gain the Democratic Party nomination. But her rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, is giving no sign he's ready to quit the race. Along with New Jersey and California, voters went to the polls in Montana, New Mexico, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Polls have already closed in New Jersey, where Clinton leads Sanders in early returns. The European Union unveiled plans Tuesday for sealing agreements with African and Middle East countries in another effort to curb migration to Europe. The so-called compacts would consist of making EU development aid and trade ties with certain countries conditional on their cooperation in persuading refugees to stay close to home. Frans Timmermans is the European Commission Vice President.
Today, we propose a new partnership framework for across-the-board cooperation on migration with third countries. And we're asking you, European Parliament, European Council, Member States, and the European Investment Bank to give it the full backing.
The European Court of Justice, meanwhile, has ruled that European Union countries cannot jail illegal immigrants simply for crossing borders inside the continent's 26-nation passport-free area known as the Schengen Zone. In its ruling released Tuesday, the court in Luxembourg said the European Union rules prevent such arrests unless non-EU migrants are suspected of having committed a crime. For more information on that and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday at the White House for talks aimed at strengthening security and economic ties.
As the world's two largest democracies and countries with strong bonds between our peoples, our businesses, our scientific and educational communities, it's natural that the United States and India have deepened and broadened our partnership across a whole range of issues.
In a joint appearance with President Obama, Mr. Modi noted that the two governments have been cooperating on a range of issues of global concern, including nuclear security and terrorism, as well as climate change. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad addressed the country's newly elected parliament Tuesday and had some pointed words about the Islamic State group. Edward Uranian has more.
The newly elected members of Syria's parliament applauded President Assad as he pledged to defeat Islamic terrorists and outside countries and leaders whom he claims are supporting them. He insists that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's dreams of an Islamic State will be defeated in Aleppo by the sons of the city whom he claims are fighting to oppose the alleged plan. He insists that Aleppo will be the graveyard of Erdogan's hopes and dreams. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan has disavowed a comment by presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump about the Mexican heritage of a judge in a class action suit against Trump University.
Claiming a person can't do the job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment. I think that should be absolutely disavowed. It's absolutely unacceptable.
Trump said U.S. District Judge Gonzalo Curiel could not rule fairly because of his Mexican heritage. Curiel is an American who was born and raised in the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana. Despite bipartisan criticism, Trump is refusing to back off those statements. About 2,000 NATO troops are conducting a large-scale military training exercise with an airborne operation in the Polish central city of Torun. As part of the biggest Poland-led exercise in the country since the end of communism, troops parachuted Tuesday into a training area in the city with the objective to secure a bridge over the Vistula River. More than 20 NATO member states began the 10-day exercises as part of efforts to reassure Central and Eastern European countries concerned by Russian aggression in Ukraine. The Kremlin has denounced the exercises. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.